Hello and welcome back to OT Talk with Mr. T, the show where we talk how to live in a more functional, occupational manner to make life more independent through the lens of an occupational therapist. We talked a lot of different things so far this season, from my own life tips and ideas, what we do in our life, and we talked about the kitchen and food and travel and movement, communication and music and the like. We talked about the love of your home and the love of your shed and garage. What about the porch, the patio, and the driveway? Some people have a porch in the front. We don't have that. We have just a little landing in the front. Like on the second floor, it reminds me of we have a landing instead of a real hallway. But in general, if you have a porch in the front, you could have a deck in the back. You could have a, which we do, and you could have a patio in the back, a little patio we have also. Then the driveway. Thank God, with a lot of help, we were able to do that last year, which is a really big deal because it was disgusting. The old driveway we had that came with the house, it was broken and it was like not level, cracked all over the place, wasn't safe. Pre-corona times, pre-2020 crazy pandemic times, it would have been nuts to have that because the backyard is our sanctuary, the backyard is our safety space, and the backyard is our place to go, especially during the pandemic when everybody was home and whatnot this whole time. Going in the backyard was a lifesaver. Thank God for the driveway. The driveway is amazing. Let's start with the driveway. Besides for the fact that the driveway in the front can, depending on how long or how wide your driveway is, in the front we have a two-car, and in the back it's also a two-car, and then extends a little bit to the right. Thank God, Baruch Hashem, it's like an L, a long part of the L, and then a little part of the space to the right. So in the back, there's a little gate we have that we keep closed with a bike lock. A combination lock I find much better than the key lock, because the keys, you could lose the keys. I like combination locks. I use that on the garage, and we have a key one on the shed, but hopefully, whatever, we don't use that shed really anyway yet. But the driveway is really good to have that lock on, the combination lock for sure, to keep the front versus the back. The front obviously is for the car or cars. If you have more than one car, we have just the minivan. And in the back is really their play space. So they take everything out. They do the makeshift ramp, the little roller coaster, which is like a little thing where there's a little a dip, an indentation, a plastic thing. We have the radio flyer one, step two, and Little Tykes makes one where it goes dip down and then down. You have like a little car a kid sits on and they push off and it goes down and down. And then you go down the hill if it's on a hill, or you go down the driveway like we do. Very cute thing. They love using the driveway for that. They also use the driveway for pushing the rockets, the rocket launcher game we have, not game, toy. And also we have the Cozy Coupes. I can't stress how cute those cars are. They're foot-powered, manual-powered. We have three of those, one for each kid, thank God. And, you know, different things we use the driveway for. It's just a good space for them to use their mini little scooters and their little bikes. They use all over the driveway for them to run around when we have water fights with the water guns. The driveway is a wonderful place. You know, it's a good spot for, we have the umbrellas, and also you could put a canopy over there. Just the driveway is a really good spot to use and to utilize, besides for just the car itself. People use a driveway a lot of times just for the car, but really it's a wonderful thing. You could use sidewalk chalk on it. You could do water games on it. You could do the water table on it. So many things you could do on the driveway besides for the grass part of the backyard also. And if you have the sandbox or you have sand play and you want to hose it down, you could do that there or on the grass. Also, for those of you that have a front porch, we would love one day to have such a thing. Like a wraparound porch is like the wonderful thing we see on all these houses around Long Island and all over the place. When they have that, that's really cool. And when it has an overhang, it's really cool, especially in the hot summer days. Backyard doesn't have so much shade, that's why we do the canopy or the umbrellas. But on the front, it's cool because I feel like innately a lot of us have this people watching need, this people watching want to just sit and watch people walk by. It's called people watching. I don't know if you've done it, but I remember way back in the dating days, we used to just sit and just watch life unfold and watch nature and watch the day go by. And it was just nice sometimes just sitting outside on the porch. It's interesting to see how the day goes by. People drive by, people walk by, and just all the deliveries. Very interesting watching life go by, especially if there's any animals or anything like that. It's fascinating to see. So if you have a nice chair and a nice porch, you could take out a good book, you take out a good drink, just unfolding, being with the day, being with the temperature, especially fall is nice temperature right now before it gets cold, and spring and summer when it's not brutally hot. It's just interesting in using the porch, and it's able to, you're able to like interact and see people. So we don't have the porch, but sometimes we sit on the steps. But really, we utilize the back. And then there's the back deck, which we utilize a lot, especially for get-togethers, not Corona times, but in general, get-togethers and parties. I remember each time a boy turns three, there's a whole ceremony, the upsharing, we call it in Judaic language and slang. It's basically after 3 years, like a tree grows in the fourth year, you're allowed to use the fruit. So too, the boy for 3 years, the hair grows, and then we cut it as he grows older, starts learning the Hebrew alphabet, and becomes a little bit more of a boy, a little bit looking more like a mensch after cutting the wild long hair. Like a tree grows, so too the child. And we did that party on the deck. We'd had birthday parties there. We've had like Sabbath parties there. Really, really cool to be able to use a deck. And our deck, of course, is also used for the sukkah, the holiday we just had here in the fall, the temporary booth hut that we put in the back. It's right. The deck is like 10 by 15 with a 2 foot attached bench that's built in, which I find very cool, very helpful. The kids love to stand on the bench and pretend that they're on a radio show. I don't know where they got that idea. But they stand and they pretend to talk into a fake microphone while jumping on the deck bench. They love that. But between the bench and the side, there's 8 feet. And then from the deck to the door, there's like 15 feet. So the sukkah, the temporary hut, now the new one, thanks to my mom, is 8 by 12. But the whole deck is 8 by 15. It's a really nice space for the kids to move around. If we have visitors during crazy Corona times, a lot of times we stand on the deck, the back deck, the back porch, and there's a makeshift little gate. So that's our area, and then somebody could sit in the back where we keep the swinging bench on the little patio next to the little swing set, and then somebody else could be on the driveway. We have different spots in the backyard that allows for social distance and allows for interaction with the mats and the whatnot, so we could still be involved. So the deck becomes our private area. We could bring an umbrella up there, and the kids can bring up some toys up there if somebody comes to visit, and we keep our space. So we love the back deck, and especially in Sukkot times for Sukkot, it's so nice to go from the back door, which is leading right into the kitchen. The kitchen leads right to the back door, which I find the best setup. I really like that, so that you could peek through the kids if they're playing in the backyard, on the playhouse, or on the swing set attached to the playhouse. And I could see them running around. They really love the backyard. Now when school's fully back in session, when we come home, it's pretty much the end of the day. It's ready time to get ready for dinner and bedtime, but in the summer days and when school is not in session, the backyard is really a wonderful place. The front porch, the back door, it's like underutilized and underappreciated. I feel like maybe one of the many things we learned from Corona, the crazy pandemic of 2020, is to utilize your house, utilize your space, utilize your outdoors. How many of us took for granted the backyard, took for granted the driveway, the porch, the patio, and the front porch if you have it? Using these spots, allowing yourself to be outside in nature, allowing yourself to get fresh air while being right next to your house is a wonderful, wonderful gift. Not everybody has a backyard. Not everybody has a front yard. What about people that have apartments? I feel very bad for you if you have an apartment during the pandemic. Hopefully you have shared spaces. Hopefully you have ability to go out. Maybe you have a shared courtyard that you could take turns, or if everybody's mass and distance, maybe you could use it. I'm not sure. I know there are apartments around the city in different neighborhoods that have grass and are shared with other people, but if you have an apartment, you have something like that, there's got to be a way to still get the grass, there's got to be a way to still be involved so you have the ability to be outside. But it's a wonderful gift for the love of the backyard, for the love of the porch, for the love of the deck, the love of the patio. Our patio seemingly used to be an in-ground pool. Thank goodness they took it out. That would have been terrifying for me as a neurotic dad for my little kids. So now it's cement, and we use that really for the chalk, the sidewalk chalk. A lot of times we have our swinging bench there, which I really like that bench. It's the spot over there. You can use it for many things. The driveway, the porch, the patio, the deck are really great elements. The backyard as a whole is wonderful. For the love of it, appreciate it and realize it's a real gift. If you have a house and you have such a thing, utilize it as best as you can. And even if you don't, hopefully you have your own spaces to use to be able to be involved outside while the weather is still nice. Join us next time as we talk for the love of your community here on OT Talk with Mr. T. And I'm your host, Mr. T. Yeah.